Indeed, it's another phenomenal morning on the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. Thank you so much for making the machine a part of your daily morning routine. And part of that morning routine means money. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Part of the morning routine means money. You're not waking up this morning if you're not about to go get some of it, right? Exactly. You know what's going on. So you got to talk about finances, because health is wealth for the physical and mental aspect, but also financially as well. And so this morning, I'm talking to another Philadelphia brethren here at the table this morning. His mission through Bella Sloan Enterprises, the mission is to be your trusted go-to financial literacy institute. Let me say that again. At Bella Sloan, the mission is to be your trusted go-to financial literacy institute. So you know what's coming. That means he's scheduled to be on Wealthy Wednesday to cover the month of May and transition you into June. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But you know, entrepreneurship and just managing money in general comes with its fair share of challenges. Now, that's why his company has meticulously curated a suite of services that are designed to guide you at every stage of your personal and business journey. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, but certainly not the last time, and you're going to hear him all month long, every single Wednesday on Wealthy Wednesday, I give to you, my Philly brethren, Herman Dulcy. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. And it's an honor and a privilege to have you on today. And this just starts the first part of our journey.
Right.
You know, because we got to meet you first. We got to know who you are. We got to know what you do. And I just gave the people a glimpse of what you do. However, there's a journey to all of this before we get to guiding us at every stage of our personal and business journey. Well, let's take it back to the old school and take it to Union Square to the beginning of your journey, because there develops a passion for entrepreneurship and a passion for money management, a passion for finance in general. Mm-hmm. What was it that you saw growing up that made you want to enhance your passion for finances?
So that's kind of like a trick question, because I didn't see anything.
Wow.
Right. Mm. So because I didn't see anything, I didn't learn anything. I was unaware until much, much later in my life when I started to understand financial literacy. Mm-hmm. And financial literacy is such a catchphrase. But I want to focus on the literacy part, because we all, to get to this country, you have to be literate in some type of way, fashion, or form, especially when it comes to words. So you have to know how to read and write mm-hmm. to make it anywhere.
Right.
But the financial literacy part, we weren't taught that at all. So I have a tagline that's called Audit Your Circle, right?
Mm.
And when I say that, people usually think I just mean like outside people. No, I mean like your inner circle. Because that part hurts. And I tell people this kind of controversial story, that the first people I audited was my parents. Now, let's stay here for a second. What I mean by that is, shout out to my parents. I am first generation Haitian in this country.
That's why you call yourself the
Haitian
CEO.
Exactly. Gotcha. First generation Haitian. My parents were very hardworking people. Mm-hmm. Came from the island of Haiti in the 70s. And, you know, they came to make a better situation for their children, right? Mm-hmm. And as a lot of foreigners do and think, this is the land of fruit and honey and riches and wealth, and there's money on the streets. Well, clearly that's not what it is when you get here.
Yeah.
But there is certain opportunities that you get. And the first thing they said is, you need to be educated. You need to go to college and get your education. So I tell people this story because I tell them my parents prepared me for a world that no longer exists. So in this country, yes, college is important. I'm not going to knock college, but because I wasn't financially literate, I went to school and I paid $80,000 between Temple University, getting my undergrad, and Lincoln University, $80,000. And my first job, the most I've ever made from a job, was $50,000. So if this was any other investment, right? We would say what? That was a bad investment.
Yeah, terrible.
It was a terrible investment. So I have these type of conversations where, okay, that would have been one thing, but what if I invested $80,000 into something else?
Correct.
Right? What if that money went into something else that yielded me more money? Then it would have been considered a good investment. So then I tripped into a mentorship. I found some mentors that taught me about money. And that's why I said I audited my circle, because my parents weren't millionaires, right? So if I wanted to become a millionaire, if I wanted to become financially free, if I wanted to become financially literate, guess what? I had to get new mentors. I had to add new people to the circuit. I had to circle. I had to audit my circle. And once I did that, and opened my eyes to the other side of money, how to use it, how to leverage credit, and how the rich became rich, started hanging around a couple of millionaires who were gracious enough to give me their time. Because when you're a millionaire, your time is more valuable. Mm-hmm. And that's when my life changed. So because I didn't learn or hear anything when I was younger, I didn't know what I was missing. Literally, ignorance was bliss.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because we all go through journeys. Like when we grow up, you know, there's money management, and, you know, first we got to learn how to count.
Right, right.
And then
right.
You start addition, subtraction, you start your math problems, and then it becomes real life situations. Mm-hmm, so you, on the other hand, you had a lot of mentors who knew finances and knew the game. Mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm,
correct.
Knew the game and how to play it well.
Correct.
And strategically at that.
Absolutely.
So what has been the best advice that still resonates with you to this day from your mentors that really decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to be doing this right now, and I'm going to help people and basically help to expand other families' wealth for the next generation?
The most important thing that I learned in my financial literacy journey is about credit. It is the foundation of this country, in financial foundation of this country. And once I realized, because we were taught credit in terms of, if I don't have the money right now, I could put it on a credit card and I could get the instant gratification.
Right.
Black Friday sales with 0% interest credit cards for six months. You could buy it now. You don't have to pay another. So that's how I was taught credit. But the other side of money, right? I don't want to say black and white, right? I want to say the other side of wealth, because there's rich black people too.
Yes.
The other side of wealth, they were taught that credit is used to make money, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how they buy an asset on credit, right? And then you're making money on it, and then the asset is actually paying down the debt and paying the monthly payment for you, and then you're actually keeping the profits. You can buy businesses, you can buy real estate. There's so many things that you can buy that you can leverage. And then I realized that I was like, oh, now the money that's left over, that's what I do to go buy stuff. Right? I'm using a nice word here, right? That's where you go to buy the Jordans and the cars and all that stuff. Not using credit to go buy liabilities, but using them to go buy assets that's going to pay for liabilities.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny that you say that, assets and liabilities. And a lot of us, especially in our community, we have trouble having any kind of thought process about those type of things. So could you clear any myths up about assets and liabilities that we may not know about? Stuff we may think are assets, some things that are actually liabilities that we thought are assets.
I'm glad you said that. So I'm going to spice it up just a little bit. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rob, this is what I'm going to say. This one always gets people going, right?
And
it messes with them. Your house is a liability.
I'm sorry, what?
I beg your pardon? Huh?
Herman.
That's where we're going to start. And I always say this always messes people up. So let me break it down for you, because men lie, women lie, numbers don't, right?
Oh, man, we about to have Wealthy Wednesday right now. Let's give an extra gem to the folks. Talk to me. Why is your home a liability? Because all of us have been thinking for eons that it was an asset that you are investing into. Why is it a liability?
So let's define the word liability and asset first. And we're going to break it down, make it real simple.
Yes.
A liability is anything that what? Costs you money.
Facts.
An asset is anything that what? Makes you money.
Yeah.
Does your house make you money?
No, you just live there.
You just live there.
You pay for it.
You have to pay the mortgage.
You have to have a roof over your head.
Right. You have to have the mortgage. You have to have insurance on the house.
Facts.
You have to pay the utilities. Facts. And you have to pay the maintenance.
Yeah.
And you have to pay the taxes on the house.
Yeah.
And even after the house is paid off, if you don't pay the taxes on it, what do? They take the house. So it's kind of technically not yours anyway. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, right? Hmm. So the house is costing you all this money for 30 years. Now, I know what you're going to say. I know, but the appreciation, the value goes up and all this wonderful stuff. And in 30 years, I'll be able to sell it. Because I bought it for $300,000 and I'll be able to sell it for $600,000. Wrong. Because
yeah,
you'd be like, yo, I doubled my money. Wrong.
Yeah, well, you waited 30 years to do so.
Right.
You waited,
exactly.
You waited like literally a quarter of a century, or more.
Right.
To make it back.
Right. And during that time, you're losing money, right? It's
correct.
Money's coming out your pocket. Here's the second thing, right?
Okay.
Anybody that has purchased a house, there's something called a amortization schedule, where it literally tells you when you go buy a house, the closing paper is like this thick. It's really thick, right? Half an inch thick.
Yeah.
And it gives you the schedule of payments of your mortgage from
the first payment
to the last payment.
It's almost like loan payments.
Right, loan payments.
Schedule how to pay it back.
Right.
Yeah.
The average of what you bought the house for is three times what you paid it for. For example, I bought my house in Philly for $300,000. At the end of the amortization schedule, I'm looking at the document. It said I would have paid back the bank $1.2 million.
Wow.
So I bought the house three times.
Yes, you did.
I bought it three times. So even if I sell the house for $1 million 30 years from now, did I make money? Yeah, you made $200,000. No, I did not. Because you're not calculating the taxes, the utilities, the bills, the upkeep. I'm pretty sure in 30 years, I change a kitchen, a bathroom, or two.
Exactly. So, or three.
Or three. So it or the roof, right?
Right.
So your house is absolutely a liability. How is a property not a liability? Because all these real estate gurus are telling me, right, because they're not talking about their properties. I have several properties. One of them is a duplex, right? And I got it years ago, so these numbers might sound crazy to you guys. The mortgage on the duplex is $900 a month, The rent for each apartment is $1,500 a month. So I am making $3,000 a month. The mortgage is $900 a month. The tenants pay the utility. I only pay the water bill. The water bill is maybe $200-$300 a month. So I am profiting thousands of dollars every single month. So that building.
Now, that would be an asset.
An asset.
Because you are making money.
Money.
In a closer time frame. Than the mortgage, a 30-year mortgage.
Correct.
Would, which would be, in turn, a liability. Because
correct.
You're draining more money than you're earning.
Than I'm earning. And we're not even talking about the tax benefits of me having the property because it's a business.
Correct.
Right? So now I get these tax benefits. I get the appreciation. I get the write-offs. So that is a true asset. My house, I can't write anything off. I can't do none of that stuff. It's a liability. So understanding what part. So even people that have, like I got my wife, she's amazing, right? Shout out to Janelle. She bought me a Corvette, a beautiful red Corvette. For my 40th birthday.
Hey, babe, can I get a Corvette for my
40th? Listen, she did right.
I know she listening, too. Can I get a Corvette for my 40th?
She did absolutely right by me. Now, you can easily say that a Corvette is a liability. Correct. But just like the property, you can turn these things into assets because I'm not going to do it. But I could put the car on Toro, right? And then it could be rented out easily 10 to 20 days out the month because I'm not driving it. And now the car is paying for itself.
Exactly.
So we have to shift our mindsets into understanding what are assets and what are liabilities, and let's focus on getting assets first to pay for liabilities. Because by the way, the money that I make from the duplex, guess what pays the car note? That asset pays the car note. So I'm driving a free car that's in my business name, and I get it. So it's a write off from the car's a write off for me also, and the property's a write off. So you see how me understanding credit, because both of them were purchased on credit. And leveraging credit to buy something that makes me money now pays for my toys.
And the rich
has been doing this for years and years and years. And they're doing it at higher levels.
Exactly. And we all think it's a certain kind of perception when it's just something that's been a cycle that's been going on for years
forever.
And years and years.
Right.
And if you're able to master that cycle, then you... sky's the limit and beyond.
Right. It's just knowledge. It's just education that we didn't have.
Correct. And speaking of that knowledge, now, what are three common ways to turn liabilities into assets? And the reason why I say that is because, yes, you blew all of our minds by saying the house is a liability, but right. It makes sense the way it was broken down. Mm-hmm. Now that we've broken it down, how can we mentioned the duplex, but how can the house itself become a asset? Would you say turn it into an Airbnb if you're not there 6 months out of the year or something of that nature? What would you say are the best ways to turn some liabilities? You don't have to get rid of all of them. You'll be given too much. Uh-huh. But some liabilities, the most common liabilities, into assets.
So I'll give you one good one, right? So forget my Corvette. My everyday car, I have a Yukon, right? It's an everyday car.
Okay.
And I work from home, right? And the car is in the business name, but it still costs me $900 a month. Insurance costs me about $300 a month, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in over $1,000. So it's a liability that the business does pay for. But to make it more of an asset, the truck is sitting in my driveway literally 80% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. So what I do is I have a private company where I rent the car out to, mm-hmm. so people could come pick up the car and use it and just to run errands. So I have people that use it for doing DoorDash. They use it for delivering groceries.
Right.
There's a app called TaskRabbit where people just do handyman work and they don't have a car. So they come and pick up the car and they rent it for $20, $30 an hour, or they rent it for the day for $100. Mm-hmm. My car is just sitting there anyway. And I have a schedule on an app on my calendar for it, and they see that it's free. I know I'm going to be at home all day and I'm not going to use it. Somebody can come use it for 4, 5, 6 hours for $100, run, because now they're going to take that $100, run their errands, and they're going to make $300, $400 for the day working. And I'm still working at home making my money. So that's how you can turn one liability into an asset. You had a great example about turning your home. You can rent out your home if you choose to. Another way that I do it is I have a non-for-profit called the Blueprint Foundation. Mm-hmm. Now, once a year, I hold an event on my property. And the nonprofit, right, uses my property. So there's a tax credit that I get every year. I think it's about almost $5,000, mm-hmm. just because I hold one or two nonprofit events at my property.
It's basically free money.
Free money at that point.
And you didn't have to spend yours.
And I didn't have to spend mine.
Because you also done it at your home.
Your home. And the last way I turn my home into an asset is you're able to write off a certain portion of your home if you work from home. So my man cave, and I love my man cave, is also my office.
Right.
So because of that, I'm able to write off a certain portion of my mortgage on taxes. Mm. Because I'm working from home. Now, not only am I able to write off a portion of my mortgage, my cable bill, my utility bills, my internet bill, I'm able to write off a portion of that too, because some of that is used for my home office space, so I can write off some of those bills either. Right. So understanding the tax code in this country is another way to leverage wealth.
Wow. If you're not blown away by this right now,
take notes and talk to your tax professional. You can verify.
Exactly. And you know, well, while we're still on the subject of credit, I do see that Bella Sloan Enterprises offers like free credit assessments, credit consulting, inquiry assessments, trade lines, and what have you. Mm-hmm. Speak about those particular services.
So, I am the founder of Bella Sloan Enterprises. It's a company that I named after my firstborn, Bella. So, shout out to Bella. And we are a financial literacy company where not only do we teach about financial literacy, but we also do it. And we walk your hands through that process. And and in order to get to this journey, one of the first things that you have to be fixed is your credit. And I tell people all the time, I could lose everything tomorrow. As long as I can fix my credit, I'll be fine. Because I can go back and I can go get another $10,000, $20,000 from a bank and start all over and reinvest in myself and reinvest in businesses. True. So in order for me to do that, I want to make sure other people around me have that same opportunity. So we do a free credit assessment where we look at your credit, see what's going on with it. Because sometimes people can't read their credit report. So we have an amazing team where you send us your login to your credit your credit profile, and we actually have a team that does a video going through your credit profile because you don't know how to read it sometimes. Hey, you got 2 collections, 3 charge-offs, you got a repossession, you got too many inquiries. Hey, you're maxing out these 2 credit cards, so it's bringing down your scores. So we do this assessment for you for free. We email it to you, and that's our gift to you. If you want to sign up for services, you can sign up for the services. So you know when you go to an auto dealer and something's wrong with your car,
yeah,
and they charge you like $100 to figure out what's wrong with your car.
Right.
Right? Me, we
just
do it
for the inquiry.
Just for the inquiry. We do it for free. We let you know what's going on with your credit. We let you know what's going on with your car. If you want to sign up with us, you can sign up with us. If you don't, but at least you got the education component, and we put a tool in your hand that now you can leverage. Like, okay, Herman gave me the blueprint. I can go on his YouTube channel, Bellastone Enterprises, and I can go watch all his free videos and I can fix my credit myself. Or I could just pay the man and his company to do it myself because they don't have the time to do it.
And it's wow. That's the interesting thing, that, you know, a lot of us don't have time to educate ourselves on finance. We just go out there, we earn the money, and we spend it all on XYZ. Same thing with credit.
Right.
Not having an understanding of credit, and you know we do this when we know we have it. When we know we have that number, we will max out and spend that number.
Spend it crazy.
We will go to Willow Grove.
100%.
Yeah, that's for my Philly folk. We'll go to Willow Grove, King of Prussia,
and try to
spend it all.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? If you want Atlanta folk, that is the equivalent to Lenox Square Mall and Phipps Plaza here in Atlanta, if you are local to Atlanta. But y'all know what I'm talking about. You'll go and spend it, and you're going to spend it on things that you never had before, but it may hurt you in the long run if you're not careful, if you don't have an understanding of financial literacy. You got to be literate. But that also comes with, if you're wanting to build business and you're wanting to earn more money and you want to really get yourself out there, you may have a talent, you may have a business idea and you want to get it off the ground. You also offer services that like LLCs and business consulting to get that leg up from the start instead of failing from the beginning.
Correct.
Now, every business is going to have its failures, and that's what business is designed to do. You're going to have your ups and downs, ebbs and flows of the business.
Mm-hmm.
However, to get started, you could get started off with a bang with Bella Sloan.
There we go.
You could use that slogan right there. But in the meantime, talk about the business programs that you offer.
So we like to take our clients on a journey. So we get your credit together, right?
Right.
We would like to be part of your business journey also. So we help set up your business, set up your LLC properly. I partner with my brother, Kevin. He has a company called 1990, and we set up your LLC, your EIN, your operating agreement to make sure your business is set up properly so you can get the most funding as possible. And then after that, we help you get capital and business in your credit in your business name and not in your personal name. Because that right there is the game changer. Because a lot of us are, again, not financially literate, and we take our $10,000 credit card that we got from Navy Federal, and then we go start a business with it. We max out the credit card, your scores drop. But no, you should have got a business credit card instead, because if you maxed it out, then it wouldn't have hurt your personal credit. So we help you walk you through that journey. Not only that your credit is together, you set up your business property, and then we help you get the capital for your business to invest in yourself and your business.
Absolutely. I wish Old Navy did give out $10,000.
That's funny.
I think we all wish, with all that performance fleece they had going on, 100%. I wish they did give us $10,000. Old Navy too. But
every day.
Exactly. Even in the summertime, I'm a sweat it out for $10,000. You know what I mean? But that's going to get me to a different place in life, a different part of the journey with having $10,000. But like I said, when we get it, we don't know how to act with
correct.
And that's what digs a major hole for us. And then we find the time. We don't have time to now double back and fix it now until something drastic happens.
Right.
Reactive instead of proactive.
Proactive, yeah.
And that's why it's important to get into Bella Sloan Enterprises and Bella Sloan Academy. Talk about the academy.
So Bella Sloan Academy is an offshoot of the business, a subsidiary of Bella Sloan Enterprises, where that's where we get to teaching. Because when we had the Bellastone Enterprises, we were fixing people's credit, getting them funding, setting up their LLCs. And what was happening is a lot of people were hitting me up on Instagram. They were emailing my team. They're like, hey, do you teach this? And I didn't have that. And this is the interesting thing about business. The market tells you what they want from you. So give the market what they want. So eventually we started Bellastone Academy, where we teach financial literacy. Right. We teach you how to fix your credit on your own. We teach you how to set up your LLC by yourself. We teach you how to get business funding. We connect you with other entrepreneurs, other like-minded people. Because remember, I said audit your circle. So I'm going to put you in front of somebody that's a millionaire who started several companies, who sold several companies. And all that is only for $50 per month.
Wow.
All
and,
that.
And that, and you just spoke about Audit Your Circle. There's an Audit Your Circle Mastermind, which basically all of these tie into.
Correct.
There's three programs, but they all tie into each other. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Audit Your Circle.
So Audit Your Circle Mastermind is a mastermind that we have at least once a month. We do it in Tampa, Florida for three days, where you spend the day with me and my team, and we show you how, because I started a funding company. So we help people. Last year we did $50 million in funding. So we help people get $50 million in funding, and we want to show you how to do the same thing for you and your clients. It's an amazing business, because when you raise capital for your clients, you get a percentage of that. And if I'm doing $50 million and I'm charging 5, 6, 7% of whatever I get you, it's a great business. And we teach people how to do that on their own when they come to Tampa for 3 days at the Audit Your Circle Mastermind.
Absolutely. Now, Does all of that coincide with Execute VIP Day as well? Talk about that.
So the Execute VIP Day is another product that facilitated, because people are like, hey, Herm, I would like to pick your brain. Hey, Herm, I'd like to spend some time with you. Now, as you know, my time is a lot more valuable now.
Yes.
So I had to create a product where it made sense for both parties. So people come to Philadelphia. We put them in the Four Seasons Hotel, or we put them in the Ritz-Carlton. We have Haitian catering for them, and they spend the whole day with me, where I train them and teach them how to start their credit repair business, how to start their funding business. Then I take them to get some amazing cheesesteaks at my brother. He has his own cheesesteak bar.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Taste Cheesesteak.
Let's go.
And then we go to a 5-star restaurant. We usually take them to Steak 48, and it's an entire day. It's a luxurious day with you, with white glove service, and you get catered lunch from a Haitian restaurant that we have. But it's just spending the day with me, picking my brain, and I'm giving you the different plays that I use to put myself in position for the win.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that, these are winning ways right here.
Absolutely.
And that sounds awesome. You know, and see, for me coming up there is like, you going to bring me home? Okay. To the Four Seasons.
100%.
I mean, I was
just, and that's on us. Yep.
And I was just riding Scepter around town when I was a youngin, you know?
Right, 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 like, right.
I was riding down Ogot's Avenue. Like, there's no thing.
Taking the 18. Exactly.
Look, I was on that 6 bus to Alney, broadening Alney, and that's how I got to Center City.
Around.
And then now you're talking about Four Seasons
Hotel. Right downtown.
Goodness. Yeah, you cannot beat that.
You have to be treated like a VIP on VIP Execute Day, 100%.
Absolutely, 100%. Mm-hmm. What I will say is this: you are doing so many phenomenal things, and the fact that all of your programs tie into each other, and they're fun.
Right, absolutely.
There's more than likely, at least I would say, 75% of the people that sign up for these courses, especially they come to Execute VIP Day, right, if you will. 75% of the people that have come to Execute VIP Day may not have even stayed in any Four Seasons or any Ritz-Carlton ever before. The nicest hotel that they've ever been put in was probably a Marriott, maybe even a Four Seasons, but that's where it's going to go. And that's because they didn't have much of the expenses to get Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons or any luxurious style hotel.
Correct.
What you're showing them is, hey, with a little financial literacy and mastery in financial literacy, you could do this all the time.
All the time.
And not only that, what you're also showing is that you can do this and we look like each other.
Yes.
I think that's the most powerful portion of having Execute VIP Day, because you're showing them what could be if you just ask questions.
Correct.
And apply the concepts given.
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah, and I like to remind people that because I look like you, I want to let you know that I'm not your competition. I want to let you know that I'm a proof and example that it is possible. That's what I want people to look at me like. Anything that I can do that I've done or I show, you can do it too. So when I'm putting people in the Four Seasons, they're getting a luxurious experience because it's top-tier service there. But I'm also showing people like, hey, I got this room for free for you. Well, how'd you get it for free? Because I use my points on my business credit card. So it was nothing for me to pay for this room. If I pay for this room, it will cost you $1,000 a night. But I didn't pay $1,000 a night. I just used my business points. And that's what I teach them at VIP Day so they can now have that skill and now stay in luxurious hotels, and it's free to them. And they probably, they flew in on their dime, but we did room and board. But let me show you how to use those same points to fly for free also, right?
And those points end up being assets because
you
didn't have to spend that money causing it to be put in a liability situation.
Correct.
Using the resources that are provided to you, like frequent flyer miles.
Correct,
or
correct.
As what they have down here, obviously, you know, if you fly Delta Sky Miles.
Yep.
You know, the rewards points for major hotel chains.
Exactly.
Those are perks that are given that a lot of us don't understand that will go unused for years on end. And
years.
If they have a policy where if you don't use it, you lose it. You've now lost like 3, 4, 5 years of points that you accumulated where you could have had a great vacation and not had to pay for a hotel room. We're missing out on these perks. We have to pay attention to the perks that a lot of the companies, specifically hospitality, are giving.
100%.
Thank you for saying that because we rarely will sign up for something and never use it.
Never.
We'll just sign up for it because we're just trying to help the young fella out at the cash register or the young associate that's trying to make commission or they make a certain amount of money off of signups that are successful.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So, but we never use them for ourselves. They could be very rewarding to us. So, I think the best where I'm going with this is, folks, everywhere in Radio Land, if you have these perks or rewards programs, right, please take advantage of them because they can be, you guessed it, rewarding.
Rewarding.
If you're using it right.
Very good. I saw what you did there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you saw what I did there because we here in Radio Land all over are seeing what you are doing through Bella Sloan Enterprises. So with that, I thank you so much for being on the Morning Machine this morning. But first, absolutely. Before we go, you have to tell everybody where to find, follow you, connect with you, and most importantly, come out to enroll in Bella Sloan Academy or
any
of the other programs that you offer.
I appreciate you so much for having me on the show, Rob. That means that you trust and I know you vet your guests. So I thank you for trusting me with your platform and your listeners. But again, I am Herman Dulcy. I am the founder of Bella Sloan Enterprises and Bella Sloan Academy. If you need your credit fixed, if you need funding for your business, if you need your business set up properly, definitely check us out at Bella Sloan, S-L-O-A-N, LLC.com. So BellaSloanLLC.com. And if you want us to teach you, put you in a position for the win, you can check us out at BellaSloanAcademy.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, as long as we have it.
Right.
Haitian underscore CEO, HAITIAN underscore CEO. And finally, you can definitely find me on YouTube where we have hundreds of videos to show you how to do everything for free. Because I tell people all the time, you're either going to pay with your time or your money. You can pay us or you can go to YouTube University and pay with your time to learn on your own. But we want to give you both opportunities to do that. So check us out on YouTube also. Bella Sloan Enterprises on YouTube also.
Absolutely. And what a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge. But the wealth of knowledge doesn't stop here. He'll be on tomorrow with Wealthy Wednesday. So you definitely want to check him out for the next month in the 9 o'clock hour on the Morning Machine every single Wednesday, because you thought the gems were hot today. The gems are going to get even hotter as we roll into the summer, because y'all know y'all like to spin when it comes to the summer. When school's out, you like to spend. Okay, so we're gonna give you the financial literacy gems to just chill, relax for a second, stop spending all that money. Let's do this the smart way. Mm-hmm. So Wealthy Wednesday for the rest of the month and going into the first part of June, he is going to be back. So definitely take a listen tomorrow and every Wednesday throughout the rest of the month and the first week of June. Once again, Herman, thank you so much for being on the Morning Machine. I greatly appreciate it all.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to be back. I'll talk to everybody soon.
Absolutely. And for those out there in radio land, after you've got those gems, you got a lot to think about. So while you're thinking about that, we're going to give you some music for thought right now on the Morning Machine. Let's go.